Proverbs chapter 30. I've been spending a little extra time doing the exposition. I've got four verses left in chapter 31, and I will be done with the Baptist exposition of Proverbs. I don't know if it'll ever be published, but maybe it will, maybe it won't. I'm going to see what the possibilities are to put some of the things that I've written into ebooks, because I probably have 20 expositions that are in manuscript, but we'll see what the future holds. But today we're going to look at verse 26 of chapter 30. Now you remember, let's go ahead and read verse 24 so we get the framework here. Agur, who is writing chapter 30, says, "There be four things which are little upon the earth, but that are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks." Now, there's been a lot of differing opinions who conies are. And they're not hot dogs, Zach. You know, a lot of people in Ohio think that they're cheese coney, but that's not the context here. From what I can gather, they're like a real small mammal. Could be like a rabbit or maybe a chipmunk. But from here on out, I'm just going to go with what the Bible says. That we'll call them conies. They are said to be small and weak. They are no match for natural predators. Instinctive wisdom teaches them to take refuge in a place where predators cannot find them or get to them. God has given them the ability to understand the danger they're in because of their diminutive size and their lack of strength. Instinctively, they make their houses and dens in rocky terrain in order to protect themselves from attack. Now, as I meditated on this and thought upon it, it appears to me that these conies have more instinctive wisdom than the sons of men. They admit their own lack of strength and power. They understand that they are in grave danger unless they take refuge in the rock. They realize that they are no match for their predators. Now the natural fleshly man is dead in trespasses and sins. As such, he does not acknowledge his own weakness and insufficiency before God. Rather, he devises schemes based on his own efforts and his own merits to attempt to make himself acceptable to God. The lost man who's dead in his sins does not recognize what God sees him as. A willful, rebellious sinner without any righteousness whatsoever. And that natural man is so arrogant, he feels no need whatsoever to take refuge in the Rock of Ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. The unsaved man is so blinded by sin and captivated by the influence of Satan, he does not see or feel the danger he is in. In fact, this is so true when you actually talk to most people. Most people think they're all right. And that their performance-based religion is enough to shield them from the wrath to come. Rather than taking refuge in the rock, they flee to places of no protection. They flee to baptism, to good works, to the standards of religious societies. They flee to philosophical opinions. They don't flee to the one and only place where they can be protected for all eternity. When challenged with concerns about his never-dying soul, I've heard lost people say more times than I want to count, "I'm satisfied with my religion. I'm sincere in the practice of my religion." And I say, God doesn't care one bit about what makes you feel good. And what makes you, what satisfies you. That, when you're talking about your eternal soul, your opinion matters nothing. It's only Christ. It's only His death, His burial, His resurrection that can shield you from the wrath to come, from the condemnation of the law, from an eternity in the lake of fire. Your religious opinions do not matter. Your atheistic ideas that say there's no God, no eternity, those opinions are going to damn you for all eternity. I'm not satisfied with religion. I'm glad God is satisfied in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that is what I am trusting in. That is the only thing that I have taken refuge in. God demands absolute righteousness, and lost sinners have none. You must look outside of yourself and take refuge in Jesus Christ alone. God said, "And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else." Come on in, Sunday school. Mike, come on in. Is your dad here? Go right down. Katie, you show them where the Sunday school is. Just follow him. It's a good thing we're not Presbyterians, amen? That would have just broke up the whole thing. Now, how we ought to praise God for opening the eyes of His people to see the danger that they're in and to flee from the wrath to come. To find refuge in the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as revealed in the gospel is the only thing that can shield a poor sinner from the penalty of the law and from the wrath of God. Only in Jesus Christ are we safe, secure, resting in His finished work alone. Our rock bore our sin debt and the fullness of its penalty. Jesus satisfied all the claims that God's inflexible justice required. Absolute perfection. The power of His covenant blood is our everlasting refuge. Every predator, has been defeated by Jesus Christ. Sin, Satan, and the second death can no longer seek to destroy us for all eternity. Like the conies in Proverbs, we are safe in the rock for time and eternity. Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." So take heart, dear child of God. If you've taken refuge in the rock, in Jesus Christ, there's no need to fear the future. There's no need to fear in this present day. I'm resting today in the rock of ages, come what may. My sins have been dealt with. They've been put away. I've been declared justified, not guilty, by virtue of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not standing on my own. I'm standing on the rock of ages. He has already taken all of the penalty that I deserved and all of the wrath that I should have received. Jesus took my place. You've been given refuge in the rock of ages, and you're safe for all eternity. You know what? In a time like this, the uncertainty of every day, worrying whenever you hear somebody sneeze or cough, that maybe those particles are going to invade your being and this disease is going to come upon you. You know what? I'm still trusting the Lord. This may be the way that I die. Now, like I said last week, I'm not planning a trip to Italy. I'm not ready to go dive into Wuhan, China, and shop at their wet market. All right? I'm not saying that we ought to take necessary precautions. But we can't live our lives in constant fear. We got to trust the Lord. And you know what? The odds are somebody that you know may contract this. And if that happens, you need to pray for them. You need to support them and pray. The fact of the matter is, I don't care what sickness people may get. If God doesn't heal them, they're going to die. That is the truth of human frailty. The truth of human weakness. We're no match for anything without God. Without His grace. Without His power. Without His touch. And so in uncertain times, this is when you need to take refuge in the rock. You need to be studying the Word of God for yourself, meditating upon the truth, filling your mind and your heart with truth from the Word of the living God. You need to be praying for your family, that God will save those in your family who don't know Jesus Christ, not just so that... Certainly I pray for the protection and healing of people, but moreover, what about the protection for eternity? This is a time. If people have any sense whatsoever, if the Spirit of God is convicting at all, let us be the ones
that have the message of truth, of righteousness, of healing in Jesus Christ. I think it was Richard Baxter who wrote a book on preaching, who said, "We're dying men preaching to dying men." And that's true. I know. Now, you guys don't think, I know you don't think I'm 60. I look more like I'm 40. That was a joke, Mike. Okay. But you know what? I don't fear death. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm in the rock for all eternity. I'm trusting Him.
So there's no need for any of us to fear our circumstances. Let's not waste energy worrying and fretting and fearing. Let's keep trusting the Lord to guide us, to strengthen us, to help us, to encourage us. Everybody loves Psalm 23. Take refuge in the truth of that passage, where He says in verses 3 and 4, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. And those who have built their house on the rock can rest assured that He'll see them through all the storms of life and take them all the way to glory." So again, he says, the conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. Have you ever read that and ever thought, I identify with those little conies? I'm but feeble in and of myself. In the grand scheme of things, most people have no idea Tom Ross, that fat little Baptist preacher, lives on Buffalo Creek Road. But you know, God knows all about me. He's loved me with an everlasting love. He sent His Son to take my place on the cross, even though my sins are so many. He willingly took every one of them, suffering in my stead and dying in my place. He took those sins to the grave, and they've been put away for all eternity. He rose again, and on account of His perfect and finished work, I'm safe. I'm forgiven. I'm justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And on account of that, if He can save my never-dying soul for all eternity, I believe He can take care of me in the here and now. I'll take refuge in Him. And in scriptures like Proverbs 3,
trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. May God help us to take refuge, even though we be but a feeble folk, weak and insufficient in and of ourselves. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We're dismissed.